abduction of two rulers. Thanatos was on the mortal in a fractured second, ripping fabric from the throat, sinking teeth into the neck, through skin and muscle, past connective tissue, and deep into the vein. His fangs retracted rapidly, leaving behind anticoagulant. His lips pulled hard, forcing blood up and out of the piercings and into his mouth. He gulped the crimson liquid wildly, driven by starvation. If there was a groan or a scream, he didn't hear it. He felt no resistance. He was keenly aware that had there been, his hunger would likely have led to him tearing out the throat. His universe became overwhelmingly red, violently red, and it was only when what entered him began spreading through his body and mind, replenishing shrunken cells, that he came back to himself enough to try to bring some level of control to bear. When he finally but reluctantly was able to pull back from the fountain's source, his vampiric vision left him shocked to see in the darkness of this stone prison who he had been draining. Queen Blanca, sovereign of a Sapien realm to the north, the female who had sat across a table from him just a few nights ago at the conference of vampire and Sapien heads of state, the gathering she had called that was supposed to forge communication between the various realms of predators and prey. Where immortals and mortals met for perhaps the first time ever to try to find a way to share the planet without constant savage warfare. "So much for diplomacy," he said to the limp body he held in his now strong arms, imagining that she would now regret that initiative.